Simulating reflected light coronagraphy of Earth-like exoplanets with a large IR/O, UV space telescope, impact and calibration of smooth exozodiacal dust, by Jens Kammerer et al. Observing Earth-like exoplanets orbiting within the habitable zone of Sun-like stars and studying their atmospheres in reflected starlight requires contrasts of approximately 1E10 in the visible. At such high contrast, starlight reflected by exozodiacal dust is expected to be a significant source of contamination. Here, we present high-fidelity simulations of coronagraphic observations of a synthetic solar system located at a distance of 10% and observed with a 12 meters and an 8 meters circumscribed aperture diameter space telescope operating at 500 nanometers wavelength. We explore different techniques to subtract the exozodi and stellar speckles from the simulated images in the face-on, the 30-day inclined, and the 60-day inclined case and quantify the remaining systematic noise as a function of the exozodiacal dust level of the system. We find that in the face-on case, the exozodi can be subtracted down to the photon noise limit for exozodi levels up to approximately 1000 zodi using a simple toy model for the exozodiacal disk, whereas in the 60-day inclined case this only works up to approximately 50 zodi. We also investigate the impact of larger wavefront errors and larger system distance, finding that while the former have no significant impact, the latter has a strong negative impact. Ultimately, we derive a penalty factor as a function of the exozodi level and system inclination that should be considered in exoplanet yield studies as a realistic estimate for the excess systematic noise from the exozodi. This was Simulating Reflected Light Coronagraphy of Earth-like Exoplanets with a Large IR/O, UV Space Telescope, Impact and Calibration of Smooth Exozodiacal Dust, by Jens Kammerer et al.